the Avodah of Yom Kippur is built around the parasha of Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon Mekavosim Hashem Yemusu. So the context for Avodah is Achrei Mois. Vayim Hashem al Moshe daber al Aharon Achicho val yovei b'chol eis al HaKodesh m'beis l'paroiches al pnei HaKapayres asha oren v'lo yomus ki be'onen eiro al HaKapayres b'zois of Aharon HaKodesh b'par b'bokal achatas v'aylo oila. So the parasha, first of all, gives us Avodas Yom Kippur in context of the Avoida of the Mises Bnei Aharon, which in itself is something which arouses our interest. Why Avodas Yom Kippur is a very, very central part of the Avoida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should have its own parasha, it should be given as such. It's sort of given in the context as in juxtaposition to the Moshe Aaron. But more than that, when the Pasuk describes the what they did wrong versus what they should do, it doesn't match up. Then the Pasuk says, they shouldn't come b'chol eis, meaning that there's a time, a specific time set aside. And then it says, "Bezuyis of Aharon Kodesh, v'par b'bokachas oil kippur." It should say, "Biyom Kippurim yavoi." How bezuyis? In other words, if the problem was the timing, that they came at a zman that wasn't good for it, then that's the way it should have said, that they came becholeis, they came when they felt like it, and the zeluma says Yom Kippur for the avoider. Or it should have said he should come this way. The Safra here, the Torah's Karim says, "Vayovu Chal Israel Kodesh" means even Yom Kippur. It's kind of a little cryptic, and the Pashto meaning of it is that even Yom Kippur he shouldn't come without the Avoda. So, that's what the Pesukim are saying. You need two things. You need Yom Kippur, you need Avodah. So Vayavu Chaleis is one part of it. And why tell me that in the Ribui B'Chaleis is Yom Kippur as well? It's two separate things. Whenever you do the Avodah, you do it. And whenever you don't do it, whenever you do the Avodah, is one thing, but it has to be Yom Kippur. The Pasuk seems to imply that even Yom Kippur, it's not a good time. And in a sense, since the Avoda was given that's the focal point of Avoda, is that it shouldn't be Bechol Eis like the Aaron, but it should be Bezois. We need to understand what changed. What's that crucial point of change from something that is Chayiv Misa to something that is the high point of Avodas Hashem? Chazal over here on Bezois Yavoi, first they start by bringing a pasuk. Zeshamakasa, the pasuk says, "Ki betachbulo is tasel chamilchama." The pasuk in Mishlei says that a person should carry on war with tachbulos. It probably strategy would be the most appropriate translation. Normally, tachbulah is kind of a trick, but a strategy is probably a best description here. Reb Nassim Achav Shem Simon Amma, they said, and they darshened the word betachbulos in the following way: Imasisa chavila shel aveira, asei kineg the chavila shel mitzvahs. If you did a chavilah of averis, you should do connect that chavilah of mitzvahs. The word chavilah, pashtus, means a package. It's something which is a bundle of stuff, and by extension, a lot. That's sort of the way we would teach it. So it seems to be saying, if you did a lot of averis, do a lot of mitzvahs. I don't yet hear the trick over here. It's what's the what's the what exactly is this Gewaldica Mahalach over here of if you did a lot of mitzvahs, do a lot of averis. If you did a lot of averis, do a lot of mitzvahs. What's the point about? Secondly, it says that if a person, it says mitzvah is not mechaba avera. If a person did averis, the averis averis, mitzvah mitzvahs. You don't gain anything by doing that. And then it says a whole bunch of things. Lamashal, einayim ramos vaytavas ben anecha. If you had haughty eyes, what about tefillin? Tefas ben anecha. Loshen shekel matzim nechem. Well, what's the point of this chazal over here? He's telling us to do a lot of mitzvah averis, and then he also says something about if you did einayim ramos, you should do tefas ben anecha. Loshen shekel matzim nechem. But if he stands a lot of mitzvah, he's a lot stuck, learns a lot, daven's a lot. That's one chazal over here. Chazal move on with this limud, and they go on to the next inyan. In other words, what's its kesher with Acher Mois? Reb Yudin pasuk rab a kohen gadol goes to kodesh kodashim. Reb Yudin says we're talking about a kohen gadol who goes to kodesh kodashim. Chavila is chavila shemitzvah biyadi. He has many bundles of mitzvahs. Why? B'schus ha-toyra. He does b'schus ha-toyra. It says v'zois ha-toyra. B'schus mila. Zois brisi, b'schus Shabbos, ashen yasa zois. Now, so the second chazal is telling me a different point, l'chura. It's telling me that when the pasuk says bezois yovei aron, the word bezois implies a certain type of mitzvahs, specifically mitzvahs that the word bezois is written about. So we list a whole bunch as bezois, okay. What does it have to do with Tachbulos? That we're coming off the pasuk of Givud Tachbulos as a Muhammad. So the Pshat seems to be, he says, Chavil Chavil Shemitzvahs, but that's very, very incidental. He says, the Torah is telling you, come bezois, with mitzvahs that are bezois mitzvahs. Okay, now the mitzvahs that are bezois mitzvahs, then why are they kasha to Tachbulos? Because chavilos means to do a lot. So what do we need a pasuk for? The pasuk that we have is telling us specific types of mitzvahs. Fine, I hear that. Now we're telling you also that it should be a lot of them because there's tachbulos. What's the connection? One is not shayach to the other. Very hard to understand. And yet, this obviously is going to be. This is the point of the pasuk. Bezois yovei aron is there's a specific group of mitzvahs that he's coming with. So we need to understand the tachbulos part of it. What are these chavilos of mitzvahs that are called tachbulos, and why zois mitzvahs? And what is the common denominator of all these zoises? I mean, the pasuk says bezois yovei. Come with the type of mitzvahs that has bezois to it. Okay, what's special about mitzvah that says bezois about it? We're going to try to understand the world of mitzvahs in a very different way than we understood it until now. We understand mitzvahs as being something which are good deeds, and each one of them is like a carnival ticket. You did X, you did Y, you did Z. You get tickets for each one, and then you redeem it for a big prize. So the musig of the rewards mitzvahs are things that are called deeds you get schar for. The more of them you get more schar, the less schar. Averis are deeds that you get betzlin, that you get punishment for. More you get more punishment, and so on. That's a very simple way of looking at the world of Torah mitzvahs, and that's shortchanging it terribly. Mitzvahs are called in the Zohar Kaddish. They're called a varim of the melech. They are limbs. Kaviyochel, we're not, doesn't have limbs and parts. But what it means is that the mitzvahs are not to be seen as something which is a bunch of things, but each one is a limb that snaps into place to create a big hole. An entirety. we started by asking chavila shemitzis. Let's understand what the word chavila really means. The word chavila in modern language, modern Hebrew, means a package. Package contained a dozen things. Contain a shirt, it contain cookies, it contain stuff. That's not the word chavila in its original meaning. The word chavila, it appears in the Mishnayos, in Kalim, and it's talking about a bed. And a bed has different segments to it, and those segments can be if it's disassembled, then those segments, the question is it tummy or not? And the Mishnah says it either has to be somewhat assembled, or it says it's mitami when it's a chavila. And most mepharshim learn chavila means the entire bed is assembled together. In other words, chavila means when the pieces are put together, they're tied together organically in a way that it becomes one unit. And b'meila, it becomes one entity out of the pieces. That's the real taich of the word chavila. So let's go back and let's understand it in the Chazal. The word chavil doesn't mean a shopping bag full of stuff. That's not the right translation. What it means is a chavila. When people have averis, so a short view of it is this avera, this avera, this avera. Just like in war, let's take the word tachbulos tasach hamulchama. There's one way of fighting a war, which is not really a way at all of fighting a war, is when somebody shoots at you, you shoot back. You see an enemy, you shoot. Without strategy, it's always a point by point, reference, and it doesn't add up to anything. And that's a very poor way to fight a war. It's almost a recipe for disaster. Tachbulos means look at a more at a greater perspective of it. Take a bird's eye view of it and see what the whole looks like. And that's what Chazal say. If you've seen that your averis come as a package, they all center around Einayim Ramos. They're a function of Einayim. Then begin to look at a way to be metakin Einayim. Don't look at the particular avera. Find where Einayim have their place and work with that. Work with the bigger picture, not with the details. That's what the Min Tachbulos Tasach Hamulchama is as introduction to here. When we're coming to the Inyan of Avodas Yom Kippur, so the things in the Bria that you take as it comes are something which is memayit in its erech. Yeah, I grabbed a bite. When a person grabs a bite on the road, he's not particular about the Seder Advarim. He grabs a bite. When a person is putting down a meal, a chashev meal, for chashev occasion, for chashev people, every the pieces, when it'll be, where it'll be, what will come first, what will come second, what will come third, all of that goes into the cheshem because it has a seder to it. The halacha is in Meiser. It says that you can give your behemoth to Roy, ache to osse chavila. Chavila is called a kvias, and therefore chavila is an entity that's kavua. When the pieces come in, it becomes a whole, and then becomes of a kavua. When it's bits and pieces, it's a roi. By definition, that's a roi. That's the mos of a roi. It doesn't add up to anything. So here and here. I want to make a parenthetical remark. Certainly in the world of mitzvahs, there's a chshivas of a roi also. The Chazal say, "Hayal mekabe luladam yechatoif echol chatoif echol." There are times when a person needs to grip. So a person has 5 minutes alone, he needs to grip, because what else is, you know, listen, I need to do it. But because of, a mushel of that would be a person who's hungry, starving, and then they offer him a piece of chicken. He says, well, I haven't had soup yet, and you know, and I didn't have the first course yet. You grab and you eat. There's that element also mitzvahs. But if you're looking for a bigger hekif and avodah, mitzvahs need to be part of a much bigger picture. Let's go to the chet of Nadav Avihu. Treating HaKadosh Baruch Hu offhandedly, like Bechol Eis, means you drop in. Bechol Eis means whenever, you know, somebody important you make an appointment with, somebody very important, it's a big process to make an appointment. You drop in Bechol Eis. The treating of Nadav and Avihu, coming in when they were in the mood to, is there's something cavalier about it. There's something about it that turns dropping into HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an offhand thing. I want to be misbeinin a little bit about that attitude. You know, it sounds good. I grab mitzvahs wherever I have a chance. I grab a mitzvah, chop a sefer, to take a sefer, learn a few minutes. This sefer, go here, go there, grab a mitzvah, and so on. Might it not be coming from some sort of zilzal? If we ask ourselves, what is our world of mitzvahs adding up to? You say, okay, I'm not just, you know, I do the mitzvahs, and as they come, wherever I can grab a mitzvah, I grab a mitzvah, and I, you know, a little bit, sometimes I even strain myself to a mitzvah. But if it's not adding up, is that not because of mazalzel? A bacher who lives in a dorm type situation, or, you know, rents a room type situation. So the furniture he has is whatever he has. So somebody left him a table, he has a table. He found a leftover a bed in the street, puts the bed in. Somebody sold a lamp for cheap, he has a lamp. The fact that one has no cash with the other is meaningless. That's what it is. It's not, the person sees no erech in it. But imagine a person who's established, a person who's mesuder, and he's married and so on, and his house is a collection of random things. There's something Shlomo Yishuv about it. There's a zilz on it. A person dresses. So a person has some sort of erech for himself and his dress. There's a kpeda. This has to match this. This has to be like this. This has to be shaykh to this. There's some sense of erech, of Seder Advarim, that you don't have when you're mezalzel in it. The fact that our Avodas Hashem has a sort of an aroidic etzuritit, and so even if we do a lot of mitzvahs, they're not chavilas. Chavila doesn't mean a bag full of random stuff. Chavila is a package that incorporates, that has created some greater whole out of it. It's true in learning. You know, does our learning add up to something? Is it just always a question of grabbing a safe and seeing something, or do we actually do we have a say that we're going to accomplish something? We're going to know mesechta, we're going to know something, and so on. The going into the kodesh was the change between Nodav and Avihu to Aaron was not the timing. And Chazal say so mefurish. Chazal say, Vayim Hashem al Moshe davar achicha. So it says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Simin, Tsar Godlo il Moshe davar zeh. Moshe was very mitztaya, Omer oili, Shem nitchef Aaron achim etzasi. Because Baruch Hu told Aaron, don't come in all the time. Moshe Rabbeinu was in constant touch with the Shechina, and he says, maybe Aaron's lost it. So Becholeis, he says, Yesh Eis Leshah, Val Yavim Cholais, Yesh Eis Leyoim, Omayim Eshur Tishta, Yesh Eis Leshana, Shem Ve'il Leshuvah Sashana, Yesh Eis Leshemese Shana, and so on. The word Eis could mean many things. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Loi Kishem Shata Sover, wrong on all counts. Loi Eis Leshah, Vel Eis Leyoim, Vel Eis Leshana, Vel Eis Leshemese Shana, Vel Eis Leshivim Shana, Vel Eis Le'olam. I'm not, Ayav Cholais means never as an Eis, Ella. Bechol shah shuroitzel likanes, yikanes, rak shikanes beseda zeh. So the ability to go in to the Kodesh is dafka with the Seder Avodah. And it says many of us from learn Aaron HaKohen could come in whenever he wanted. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkia ace and instead inserted Seder Avodah, a whole different mahalach of approaching Kodesh. Kodesh is not approached ace wise even if it's once a year. Going into Kodesh has nothing to do with timing. It has to do with having built oneself up to Kedusha. And that's the Pshat Mechazal before. Chavilas chavilas shamizesh biyodei b'schus ha-Torah v'zois 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 b'zois yav ha-Aaron. Zois means that we can actually have a tangible entity. So Lamasha, let's take the two or three. B'schus mila. The Maisa Bris, the Maisa Mila is a second. But it's called Zois Brisi, but it's a Krisis Bris, and the Mila becomes a Bris. A Bris is an entity. So the Mice of cutting off the Orla created a Bris. Shabbos, we refrain from Lamites Malachis, and each and every one has myriad amount of Halachis. But together, they add up to something greater, and that is Shabbos. And same thing with Torah, for sure. Torah, you know, each and every prat, each and every halacha is a prat and halacha. It adds up to something much greater, which is Shabbos, which is a yom of Shabbos, and so on. So the pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch was telling Moshe, being mitzava Aaron, going into Kodesh has nothing to do with timing. It has to do with building up to it. Kedusha, any other thing is offhand. I have to drop in. His door was open, I dropped in. Mali, if it's the right day, it's the wrong day. Dropping in doesn't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. You must come bezois, and that's why it's called a chavila of mitzvahs. It's a type of mitzvah that naturally forms a chavila more readily than other mitzvahs. Those are the type of mitzvahs that he comes in with. The Rambam in Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam has hakdama in before each group of halachas, and the hakdama that he has on Avodas Yom Kippur stands out in a fascinating way. Mitzvahs ese achas, it is one mitzvah. Vehu sheyase ma'aseh Yom Kippurim kuloi ala seder, he should do ma'aseh Yom Kippurim as is the seder. K'moy shekosu b'parashas achra mois. Yes, it is aloch actually that the seder is ma'akiv. In the Ram Leidim Perik Hey, it says that the seder is ma'akiv in any of the in the avodas that need to be loven. Seder is ma'akiv, but that's a prat. When you have a one line summary of halachas, it should be v'ushay aser ma'aseh Yom Kippurim kuloi akabanas avodim v'yishtor chaser v'savoides. It's just ma'aseh Yom Kippurim, like it says. That's the that mitzvah essay. What's the kula say? That's one prat, many many halachas of what begarmi wears at time, tevilas he needs, 100,000 halachas here. What is he? The answer is it's a seder avoida. That's what it's called. It's called a Seder Avodah, and in Yom Kippur, that's the crux of it. That it has to be the Sidron. It's fascinating that the Yud Gimel Midas, which is the Tefillah Miyuchad for Yom Kippur, the Lashon that Chazal say is, the Gemara says that every time he Melame HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Atif Kishleach Tzibur, and he told Moshe, whenever the Choyte Yasu Lefanai Keseder Azeh, Yom Lefanai Keseder Azeh, it's called a Seder. It's not a throwing. It's not, these are all wonderful Shemus HaKodesh, and we're throwing out like Yud Gimel Midas, kind of, you know, in no particular order. Just each one is invokes another part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmim, and that's what we do. It's a Seder of Tefillah. It's a Seder to go from A to B to C to D and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not random. Things that are random are Pchais Erech. things that are mikra are pchois erech. The Maral says many times, dvarim gdolim are not b'mikra. What he means is there's no randomness in important things. Things that mechatesa, you know, you things that you know when you like when you buy the food on the fly. So say it, pick up whatever it is and eat it, and that's it. But when a person is ayra chasuda, a person put there's a kapeda in the seder advarim and so on. Like upon him, we have now an understanding that the Yom Kippurim is the day that teaches us the Knisa LeKodesh Ketzad. How does one enter onto the pathway that leads a person to the ultimate in Kedusha? And while we sit and we make many cheshbonos, cheshbon nefesh, about many details we miss out, and things we don't do, and appropriately so, we deal with all the details and all the pratim, pritei pratim, which is appropriate. We also need to sit back and make a little cheshbon nefesh in terms of the chavila. Do I have a mahalach in the tzedakas? How do I handle my tzedakas? Do I have a mahalach in what mitzvahs I'm focusing on and why? Where do I want to go with these mitzvahs? How do I see that putting a dagish on this is going to shape in that direction? In learning, does our learning add up to something? Do we learn, do we have a sense of, okay, I want to learn this inyan, I want to learn this topic, I want to chaz over the gemaras, learn this, and know it that way? Or is it pshat? It's all chatoy v'chol. Chatoy v'chol is a hanhaga nechoina, hanhaga teiva, to deal with that aspect. Yes, if a person has 5 minutes and he's talking about his medrash somewhere, so because it doesn't fit into the normal storim that he has, so he's not going to learn anything, that's wrong. A person needs to understand, I'm also desperate for mitzvahs, and even shaloi kisidron, grabbing a mitzvah is grabbing a mitzvah. It's no, you know, that's obvious. But the person also needs to ask himself, what is my goal? Where am I building myself? The tachlis of every person is to come to the final of Nim. None of our view weren't wrong in the she'ifa. That's the she'ifa of everybody, is to go into the Kodesh Pnima in his own world, in his own way. What they did wrong was the haphazard way they went about it. It had in itself a tone of arroyos, which is a zilzal. The important things in life, we don't just do whatever comes. We put a big seder into it. We recognize it as steps. When a person prepares food and a person has a recipe, it's not just what you toss into the pot. It's when and how and the seder advarim is as important as what you put in there. Yom Kippur is a much bigger cheshbon nefesh. It's a cheshbon nefesh on the bezois of the person. Have I, is my avoida an avoida of a bezois? Is it b'tachbula? Even in the world of fixing pratistika mitzvahs, it's important to understand that a deeper person will find the tachbula. I tend to do these type of averis. Why do I tend to do these type of averis? What's the area? Maybe I have this craving for attention. Well, let's try to understand that, and let's see if we can build chavilas of mitzvahs. Let's see if I can put together mitzvahs that will supply that need, and won't be averis. But tachbulas al-chama means also look at where the pieces are clicking together. Many times, especially areas where we're more nirshan averis, the pieces click together, and a person can find the world of mitzvahs. If he has a series of mitzvahs that click together, become chavilis, that's mafkiyat from there. The wise person looks at the chavila rather than at each and every limb. The day of Yom Kippur is a day that's miyuchet to coming into Kodesh. Tshuva is understood as a chetimtza for coming to Kodesh. The biggest begam and pegiya in Kodesh is arroyos. I drop in, I chap a mincha, I chap the shachris. What do you mean chap the shachris? I grab the sefer. I looked a few minutes into a sefer. I offhandedly, you know, I took out, I found $5 in my pocket and I gave it to him. Those are all simonim of arroyos, of b'chol eis. B'zoyis yavah Aaron HaKodesh. Aaron comes in with Zeus. There's a world of mitzvahs of Zeus that they form some definitive binyan. The avoid of Yom Kippur is an avoid of a seder avoider. And the seder is ma'akif. It's called a seder avoider. The tefillah is a seder of tefillah. The derech and kodesh comes through bezois, through mitzvahs that are defined as zois, through mitzvahs that are chavilas of mitzvahs, through a seder avoider that over a lifetime brings us to the kodesh pnima.